Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Guy, like, don't invite me to your golf outing. don't ask me to come, because for me, I'm just not that guy. Like, yeah. I can't stand around and just, like, watch Johnny shank his ball and talk about, you know, I only come out here to, like, get away from my wife. Like, I'm not doing that. Oh, yeah. But we get a filet mignon after the 18th. I'll go to Wegmans and get a filet mignon. You know what I mean?
Of course. I know exactly what you're saying. But luckily, I had a great group, because I had others that were terrible groups. Where you're out there and the people just are, like, if you stink at golf, that's one thing, whatever. I've stunk for so long. People, you have patience with that. But it's personality. You get someone's crap personality.
Yeah, tough.
This was a really, really good group. But yeah, I'm going to start saying no now.
That's like my worst nightmare. 5 hours with like a personality that you don't match up with, and you're trapped.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had one of those recently. I did.
You shank a ball. Now you got to get into the cart with this person.
Oh yeah, right.
And have them talk about index funds.
I did have my own cart, though, by the way.
The celebrity got their own cart. That's nice for the celebrity.
But I would have been fine with Nirmas was great. Nirmas turned my day around. If Nirmas wasn't there, I don't think I would have stayed.
What'd Nirmas do?
They're from Capital Group. They're like investment.
Oh, Nirmas was part of the investment group.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for Nirmas.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if she just go, like, it was just Nirmas on the cart, you know? So I think she's like super, she's like way up in a company where she could just go like by the first name.
That's that island blood too. Like the grounds guys at the course that I play at, it doesn't matter the weather. They're in sweatshirts.
Yeah, yeah. Sweatshirts, pants. Yeah, they're nothing.
What is that?
I don't know. I mean,
imagine what they think winter's like being in New York. Like, if you're wearing a sweatshirt in 100-degree weather,
right,
mowing the lawn,
you're mummified in February.
In February, probably insane. Double up on the Patagonias.
Just never leave the house.
Never leave it.
Never leave
it. It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Nikki Cass in for Boomer this morning. He will be back tomorrow. There was one more piece of that story I wanted to tell, but it ended up getting late with the break. I see Willie Colon. I beat Willie Colon to his own outing because he tells me we're teeing off at 11 o'clock. It ends up being 1 o'clock, so I beat him there. So then I'm sitting in the dining room, and he walks in, and I go up to him, and I'm like, all right, how much, like, do I want to get into this whole 11 a.m., 1 p.m. thing? So I go to him, I'm like, hey, you know, I was like, you told me we're teeing off at 11. He's like, no, I didn't. I was like, yeah, you did. I have the text message. He's like, I told you to get here at 11, you know, for the 12:30 shotgun. I said, well, first of all, it's not 12:30. It's 1 o'clock. And I said, what time are we teeing off? And he's like, no, I told you to get here at 11. Perfect timing. And then I'm like, all right, do I actually pull the phone out and show it to him?
At that point, you have to.
But like, but here I am now challenging giant Willie Colon, you know, me. Like, what am I going to get out of this? Like, is he going to...
victory.
But, like, is he going to say, I'm sorry? Like, I don't know. I had to quit at that point. I was like, all right, just let it go. Just stop. There's nothing you can
win.
Do. There's nothing you can
it's
do.
It's his day.
It is his day.
You know?
You know, and just let it just what let,
other,
let it go.
What other celebrities were there?
You had Brandon Marshall, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Nice.
There was a bunch of other Jets there. Eric Coleman was there. Yeah, there was a bunch of former Jets. I didn't see a lot of them. I was just looking at the carts. I did see Brandon Marshall, who showed up, by the way. I was like so happy he got changed, but he showed up in a full blown jacket and pants.
What?
Like, yeah. I was like, what? And I was like, is he gonna go out there and play like that? But he ended up getting changed. But yeah, it was a lot of football players. It was pretty cool. He did say he wouldn't tell me who it was because he knew I would say it on the air. But he said one of his buddies who lives in Houston canceled on him last minute, one of the celebrities, because of the Iranian bunker buster strike. He thought that the airlines
from Houston to New York were in danger.
You know, no comment on that. That's when I'm going to go no comment.
And then Willie's like, we're going to be okay, man. Like, there's not going to be somebody like in Arkansas with a surface-to-air missile with your Delta flight.
Listen.
Let's go into Newark.
We all got our things. Some of us, you know, I actually this morning on my way here. So I use this guy. His name is Jay Duell. Whenever I'm in the city, he drives me around the city. Met him in an Uber one time. The greatest human being on earth. But it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about anything.
Sure. Of course not. Yep.
And he proceeds to talk to me about how somebody he knows drives down to Florida every week instead of flies down. Every week for his job because he's afraid. And I've heard of people flying down. Like Mark DeRosa flies down to Georgia and comes back up for MLB Network every week. This guy drives down to Florida every week for his job because he doesn't want to fly.
Oh, my God.
So everyone has their thing. Imagine being so afraid. Apparently, because I used to get, like, sketched out about flying, too, but apparently, like, flying in a plane is the safest way.
Oh, it is. It's not, yeah, it's not.
To travel.
It's not, it 100% is, and my dad was just a private pilot. They're not private jets, just had small planes his entire life and learned how to fly, and I was around at Cessnas and all that growing up, so I know how safe it is. And I mean, it's funny because I'll go up in a helicopter occasionally with Boomer doing something or, you know, flying, and my wife will get all, like, you know, worried about it. I'm like, do you understand? I'm driving every day.
Yeah, well, that's
in the New York metro area. There are roadside memorials on every road.
Yeah.
That I'm on, 50 of them. Yeah. There's flowers.
Well, that's the thing, and you don't really think about it. But
yeah.
I will say, when the plane takes off and you hear that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, we're going right down. the thoughts that go through my head.
Yeah.
When I'm taking off on a plane, they put me in a mental institute. They really would.
Yeah, I never get worried about it. Like, the only thing I don't
I'm on ChatGPT. What's the probability? How safe are flights? I'm in this seat. What are my eyes? Like, it's bad.
Now, this is morbid, but I'm going to tell you, this would help. It's helped other people when I said this. But if you're going to go down in a plane like that, you're not, like, it's going to happen so quick.
You're not going to feel it.
And you're just done. So it's like, it's the experience.
That made it worse, Gio.
No, hold on.
Gio, I'm never flying again.
It's the experience of getting in, like, an accident and then having, like, a long-term injury. That's a nightmare.
Right.
But, like, boom, done.
You're saying
over.
You just want to vaporize.
Yeah. That's chances of what's going to happen.
Right.
So, like, you'll have, like, a little bit of fear, but then you'll never remember it. So it doesn't matter because you'll be dead.
Right.
So that's,
you know.
It is what it is.
That didn't help me actually one bit, but it's all right. I get it. We all have our things. Flying. And I used to be... I think what ended up happening was there was those horrific accidents that would keep happening. I'm like, yeah. And I was flying a lot around that time.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, for me, I got one of my buddies has a place in the Hamptons. And he was like, oh, I'm going to, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to go fly out to the Hamptons. I'm like, what do you mean you're going to fly? He's like, I'm going to take a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my worst nightmare, being up there in a helicopter.
Helicopters are great.
Really?
Yeah, they're awesome.
You think I should go in the helicopter?
100%. They're awesome.
I might go in the helicopter.
I mean, it's and by the way, like, there was this accident that was here. If you saw that, it was, you know,
horrible.
It was a lot going on there. But think about, I mean, if you sit on the beach on Long Island on a Saturday afternoon or a Friday afternoon, just back and forth.
Yeah.
There's no accidents.
No
There's
accidents.
Going on.
No, you're right.
I mean, it's fine. And you go, and you like to sit in the traffic. We were out at Montauk, where it was our 10th anniversary. We went to Montauk this past weekend. It was 2 hours and 25 minutes from Sayville to get out there.
Yeah.
You're talking from where you are to drive out there.
6 hours.
Insane.
Yeah, insane. You got to take the heli.
Yeah, take the helicopter.
You got to take that. And like, if you think about it too, and this is the way my brain works, like even like surgeons. There's surgeons tonight that are going to do major operations tomorrow.
Yeah.
That are playing dress up with their kids before they go to bed tonight.
Yeah, of course.
They're going to eat a fat meal and then they're going to wake up tomorrow and just do surgery.
Exactly.
It's just another day on the job.
Yeah, just
I get it.
Pop in and out of somebody's heart.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no problem.
I get it.
I'm going to give you a Boomer and Geo helicopter story. So it was few years ago. It was actually more than a few. It might have been like the first or second year that we were working together. And we had to go up to Mohegan Sun for a State Farm golf tournament that was at Mohegan Sun Golf Course. So we go up, they give us this huge suite. I invite some friends from Long Island to come up and stay in the suite, and we'll go out the night before, gamble, have a good time. So it gets out of control because we're winning. You know, we won a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's getting out of control now. So everybody's drinking, whatever, and I got to get up, you know, do the show. So,
you got to get up and do the morning show?
Do the show. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, it'll be fine because we're going to have all these guests because we're at this golf tournament. Like, I'm going to be fine. So I get back into the hotel room maybe 1 a.m. and I remember throwing up in the sink of the hotel room.
Oh, my.
So then I end up waking up at like 4 something and I'm still feeling horrible. So I'm getting into, you know, this car. There's windy roads up to where we got to go to the golf course. And I'm just like, feeling terrible. So turns out we don't get a single guest until 9:55 when Ray Allen stopped by.
Allen stopped by for 5 minutes?
5 minutes. Not a single guest. I'm looking outside. I'm like, there's Chris Paul. There's Aaron Rodgers. And we're sitting up there dying. By far the...
What are you talking about?
The worst show I've ever done. Not even... And this is another one of those dupe stories. So my stomach, I have to go... There's a bathroom that's like... So you have the cameras in front of us. There's a bathroom right behind CBS Sports Network.
Yeah.
So I go in there. I have to dupe in a break. And right there.
Not
it
terrible.
Stinks. And I'm like, oh my God. Now I just blew up this bathroom.
You're talking on the air.
This is a nightmare. I'm sweating.
And poop smells just underneath, floating under your nose.
The only thing that saved us that day, this is how much I remember this, was Plaxico Burress songs. That somehow came up with all the Plaxico songs that there were. That Al did when he shot himself in the leg, and then Eddie played like 10 of them in a row, and we were all laughing. Only thing that saved that show. So now we got to get on a helicopter after the show and go back to the city. I was so close to puking in that helicopter. Now, I think this might have been 18 or 19, my first 2 years working here, so like with Boomer.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like,
if
I throw up in this helicopter... I may get fired. They may just
that's
move
gonna
me.
Be
so I'm talking everything in my power. I am sweating. I am shaking. I'm thinking whatever you have to do, keep this puke down. And I did. Thank God.
Good for you.
But it was that whole time. I'm like, oh my God, you're going to puke on Boomer in this helicopter. And you're never going to hear the end of
it. Puke's going to be flying up and down in the helicopter.
Oh my God. It's just, floating in the air. Like if we were in space, it would just be chunks in the air.
And let me ask you, why didn't any of the guys come up and say hello? They just were like, we're not doing it. Ray Allen, out of all people, was like, let me go see what this is about.
Al might remember more. Yeah. It was a long time ago. But.
That one, I remember I cornered Aaron Rodgers twice because I was really chasing him, and he was with these groups of guys. He seemed like out of it, and the guys would not let him come anywhere near us. I don't know. This is why we don't go to these golf tournaments. They don't give us the guests.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I understand that they're paying for us to be there to promote the event, but it's like, you know, these guys are sitting right there. And it's not like we're going to be grilling them on anything. Like, just have a sports conversation, for God's sakes. And then it was my fault. I mean, Boo was sort of like in the sidecar with this one, but we used to go up to the Travelers Championship that just happened. You know, the Travelers Championship go up there every year. So last year I lost it because we got to get on a it's like Cromwell is up there.
Yeah, it's up there.
So I got to get on a ferry from Port Jeff and then drive another 2 hours up. And like, Boomer and I, you know, now that I'm obsessed with golf, like, I want to be there. I want to talk to these guys. I'm into it. They refuse the PGA Tour to give us anybody. So we're sitting there in a parking lot, essentially, next to the porta potties, just doing a show. And we had to go through an agent to get Corey Connors, and I had to get Stephen Waldrum, CBS Sports, to pull Akshay Batia off the putting green.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I was like, this is insane.
Nah, yeah, that's, and I feel like, golf, I mean, how much can you talk about golf with two people?
Well, yeah, I mean, we didn't even talk that much about golf that day because we were talking about the Mets and the Yankees or whatever else. But I'm like, this is, Like, we're here to promote it. We love it. And you guys, you won't give us. The 1 year I said, I'm not going up there unless you give us Scottie Scheffler. I remember that. I said, I will not get on that ferry and go up there unless you give us Scottie Scheffler. Here we are. Here's Akshay Batia and us, the Slim Reaper.
Unbelievable.
But yeah. And then they actually did give us Scottie, believe it or not. So
that's great.
But yeah.
See, like, look at Akshay. But I mean, that guy is a normal looking guy.
Yeah.
On the golf course.
I know. He's like 130 pounds. And the torque he creates is wild.
I think some of these cats, like guys like this that are insanely good golfers, or like dudes that are pitchers that throw 98 miles an hour and they're 15, like, what are they doing different that like everybody else isn't doing? Is it their, like, the intricacies of their muscle fibers? I'm trying to find out.
Yeah,
how these guys are you got 15, 16-year-olds, Gio, throwing 95 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 15 years old?
Yeah. I mean, I think that a lot of it is you're born with a level of talent and then just how much you're putting into it
from
there.
But think about it. Like, how? Like, genuinely, the throwing motion is the same. But are they moving their hips? Is it the top? Like, I have no idea how these guys are doing it. I just can't. I mean, you got 12-year-olds throwing like 80 miles an hour. At 12, like, I had just like stopped being afraid of the dark. You know what I mean?
I know. It's getting worse and worse every year,
too. It really is. But there's going to be guys throwing 110 miles an hour easily.
Oh, at some point, yeah. And I'm thinking there's going to be more people like Bryson coming up in golf where everybody's going to get like super jacked and hit the ball a million miles. But yeah, I mean, Akshay's like 130 pounds. He hits a ball 300 yards. Is all torque and just everything getting through.
Yeah,
it's wild.
But again, how?
I don't know.
How is he doing that?
I don't know. I don't know. Jerry asks this question all the time. He can't figure it out.
Dude, I go to the range sometimes and I see these guys that are like really stinging the ball.
Yeah.
And they're moving their bodies in ways. Like, I get caught sometimes on like the Instagram reel, like people like showing you like how to get into it. I'm like doing it in my mirror, and it makes zero sense to me how it's even possible to create a fluid golf swing with these things that these guys are doing. Like Dustin Johnson's swing, his wrists are like going like a gooseneck coming on the way down.
But you can't look at that.
You
just, you can't look at it.
I suck at golf.
I've watched your Nikki Breaks 90 a couple of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a better swing than you are a player.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I think that's a compliment, I appreciate that.
Which means that you're closer than most.
But you know what it is? I have a YouTube video that's coming out that's going to address this. The golf became so much of like a job that I couldn't enjoy it at all. And so I'd go out and like on the second hole, I'd like buff one, and I'm like, I'm not breaking it.
Yeah.
I'm on hole two, I'm not breaking it. Now I got to do for four. And it just became, I got to get back in the lab, but I needed to take a little bit of time off.
Well, it was good. It was entertaining and it was fun, and I was rooting for you. But yeah, you've got the natural swing thing going on. You spray it a little bit.
I do spray it. I do spray it. And I got commitment issues on the short game.
I
have commitment issues on the, not in real life, but on the short game, I got commitment issues. Maybe in real life. I don't know.
Well, we'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later. We got some time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Nikki Cass in for Boomer this morning. We've got Jerry Recco back at home, and he's got another update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
I do, G. Good morning. And just quickly, because you were talking about the charity golf with Willie, if I might, for a second, you and Boomer obviously will be at the tournament that I help run August 18th at Bella Vista Country Club in Marlboro. So we are completely sold out.
Wow, nice.
But, and this is kind of cool. So you guys were good enough to come out last year, and we obviously put the twosome up for auction to play with you and Boomer. We're going to do that again this year, and the auction has gone live. So I would like to just throw out the website if we can.
Yes.
It's 32auctions.com/boomer-geo-golf. Pretty simple. 32auctions.com/boomer-geo-golf. This is only one of two other ways to play. The other way to play. The other way is we're going to be doing the same to play with CeeLo and JJ.
Nice.
But we will do that after we take care of the big Boomer and Geo auction. So August 18th, Bella Vista Country Club. That's your opportunity to play with, and I mean alongside with Boomer and Geo, like a different cart, but the same group. So that's kind of cool, and we thank you for that, obviously. And you can also email me for more information, recosportsllc@gmail.com. So
yeah,
thank you.
We had a wonderful time there last year. It was really well run. That's where I met NGXB, who was performing at the at the dinner. So excited to go back and raise some money for your buddy Scott and his battle with ALS. And yes, we Keith came up big last year and donated a bunch of money to play with us. And I'm excited to get back out there again at Bella Vista. So yeah, I'm sure Jerry will also put that up on his X account. So if you want to go check that out, he'll put the link out and you can click on that.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to the baseball from last night. It stinks. Both teams stink. And we will start in Cincinnati where, Aaron Judge started hot, but it was Elly De La Cruz that had the biggest of nights.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. It's sent to center field. Hit well. Going back. Bellinger on the track. Reaches up. Can't get it. It's over his head. Bounces off the wall. He retrieves it. Coming around. The score is McClain. Elly digging for third. He dives in. He's in there with a triple. Man, that guy can fly. Score's tied at one here in the fourth inning.
And I know it's a 1-1 game there, but he's just exciting to watch. He moves around the bases so quickly and does everything. Dave Sims, right here on the Fan, made it 1-1. 6-1 would be the final. He would also drive in a run with a single. He would also hit a home run. He was 3-for-3. Monster game. The Yankees continue, like the Mets, be mired in this stink fest, basically. They are 3-8 in their last 11. Not as bad as the Mets, but still not good. Here was Judge. He's got to move on, essentially.
Turn the page. It's that simple. It's baseball. You got 162 games. You know, we're going to go out there and battle every single night, and things aren't going to go our way or not going to have that bat that we want on certain nights or certain games in a row. But all this is a learning process. You got to learn from it.
Yeah, and more of that from Judge here because Judge did homer as CBS Sports Network just played, came in the first inning, so the Reds fans at least got to see that. In terms of losing, like he says, you got to take something from every game.
The times you don't, you got to learn from it and move on. I think that's the most important thing is learning from it so that you can come out here tomorrow and the same mistake doesn't happen. Or you can help us win a game down the road, maybe six games down the road. You never know, so just got to stay ready and learn from it.
And biggest issue for the Yankees last night, could not connect with runners in scoring position. I mean, like, at all. 0-for-12 with guys on second and third base. The Yankees fall to 45-33, but they do hand the ball to Carlos Rodon tonight. He will take on Chase Burns, and we will have it for you right here on The Fan. All right, so the Yankees 3-8 in their last 11. Not great, but that pales in comparison to the Mets, who are now 1-9 in their last 10. And those damn Braves, while the Mets have been dominant at Citi Field this season, and they have been, Atlanta walked in last night and did what they do.
Blackburn's 2-1. Breaking ball hit high in the air to center field, pretty deep. Taylor racing back. He turns and looks, and a fan makes the catch, but it's over the wall at the very edge of the Fiesta deck in center by the batter's eye. Ronald Acuna Jr. hits a solo home run to center field.
I mean, it really is such Mets
it's
Braves
a lot.
That, like, Luis Angel Acuna, the Mets prospect, gets sent down, and his brother, the superstar in the Braves, is flapping his wings around first base as they beat the Mets again. I mean, it really is incredible.
And the hopscotch in between second and third was a nice touch, too.
Oh, yeah, the Euro step, right?
That's Holy what it cow.
Does. Yep.
That's it.
Keith Rad on Mets Odyssey Radio. Here was Juan Soto. He did hit a two-run homer, a big home run, too, because I think it was the sixth inning. They were down 3-0. They had nothing going, essentially. And then he connects on an opposite field home run. And you started to think maybe, just maybe. But then in the eighth inning, with a couple of runners on, Soto struck out to end the inning. He just talks about how Dylan Lee kind of shut them down late.
I tried my best to get on base and try to get Pete up with bases loaded or with first and second, whatever, but it didn't happen. You know, he made a great pitch. He made really good pitches on the corners, and I just couldn't go through it.
All right, so I didn't see this before. Now, I know it was
women's night at Citi Field, and they changed the songs, the walk-up songs, their famous female artists. But I saw in that last highlight, the beginning of the last highlight of CBS Sports Network and played, there's a Mr. Met with a different head.
Yeah, behind home plate.
Yeah. What is that?
It was all night.
Yeah, I was listening on the radio. Like I said, who is that? Is that part of the team?
I don't know.
What is it? Because they have Mrs. Met.
Maybe it was furry female night.
Mrs. Met's got the same baseball head.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like she's got a
this
dumper.
This seems like
on
a new...
She does, if you look at it. It's incredible.
Fat ass.
Yeah, she was. It's unbelievable. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that is... I mean, what... I don't even have any more context.
Did you just say Mrs. Met had a big dumper on it?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, we've talked about this
well
before.
Noted.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely well noted. Yeah, if you Google it, just you know,
I'll Google it maybe. Yeah, yeah, in private browser.
Yeah, it's by the way, it's not the woman who's actually in there or whoever's in there. It's the padding they put in
right.
There. It's not actually right. Her.
Her big fat ass didn't stretch out the costume.
Right? No, it's the padding. But that's strange.
Yeah, no name on that on the new mascot. Or?
No, I don't. Is that a Pokemon or something? Like what is?
Yeah,
that?
What even is that? Maybe it was like a sponsorship they were doing, and they're like doing like a little. But I've never seen that character before.
Maybe they're trying the Grimace work the last year. The Hawk Tua girl.
Right. Maybe we'll just get Pokemon Mr. Met.
Grimace, Hawk Tua, Pokemon Mr. Met. All right.
And the Gay Mets. The Gay Mets, too, yeah.
The Gay Mets not doing great this year.
No.
No, so, June Swoon.
Yeah, so they changed their avatar to the Met logo of the whole pride flag last year, and the Mets went on a winning streak. So it was like, they were like, man, look at the Gay Mets can't be stopped. So when we started June again, they did the same thing. We're like, here come the Gay Mets again.
Gay
didn't
Mets work.
Didn't, back-to-back years, Gay Mets did not work.
The Gay work. Mets...
Win me 82 games, Gay Mets.
Well, that was because of a bet.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
They do have a new
Gay
sign.
Mets.
Jesus, Getty. You remember OMG was a big thing last year, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Starling Marte showed in the dugout last night, La Familia, a huge sign. Very nice, too.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So, is there a song with it, too, or no?
That I don't know.
I love Starling Marte. Yeah, I really do.
As a veteran.
As a player, you know, I don't think he does anything great, but as just like a dude, I really like enjoy Starling Marte. He reminds me like a movie character.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy, nice bat to have. He's at the end of his career.
Every now and again.
Yeah.
He'll surprise you.
Yeah. I mean, but definitely at the tail end of the whole thing.
No doubt. So the Mets will try to, right the ship tonight. They've got... Frankie Montas making his real Mets debut, taking on Spencer Strider last night. Spencer Schwellenbach threw 7 innings for the win. He's got an ERA of 3.21, 6th win of the season. Mets 46-33. I've got a name for you if you haven't seen it yet. Another Knicks coaching candidate.
No. Oh.
From Shams. I guess it'll be today. The Knicks will be interviewing, or maybe tomorrow, they're going to be interviewing Mike Norri for their head coaching job.
Mike Norri?
Wow.
Minnesota assistant coach, yes.
Micah Norri.
Micah Norri, correct. You excited?
Oh, my God.
Didn't they have the assistant on New Orleans, too, in the docket?
I've only seen Tibbs and Jenkins.
Yeah, but also the Johnny Bryant.
But did they talk to him yet, or was that just a rumor?
Yeah, just a rumor, I think. Yeah,
okay.
Here we go. Knicks reportedly eye wolves, Micah Norri. Oh,
my God. Wow. Did,
You hot?
I mean, this is just...
Did I hear that Iman Shumpert said Jalen Brunson's pops?
Yeah.
He did
say that, yeah.
That was courtside at one of the NBA Finals games.
No way.
Interviewing him. Said, just give it to him already.
Rick
Brunson.
Rick Brunson.
Exactly. We've got the draft tomorrow night, so you've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of trades. We had the Celtics trade of Jrue Holiday to Portland. Of course, Kevin Durant on his way to Houston. This is Emmanuel Acho on FS1, and I only play it because I think a lot of people do think this as Durant goes from team to team in terms of what his legacy will be going forward.
How many chips did you win? And how many teams did you have to play for to do it? That is your legacy.
That is the greatest, nerdiest take that you have ever...
I have a very simple legacy formula. It's very simple. I was not great at math. You don't have to be for it. It's simple. Championships divided by teams you played for is how great your legacy. The That's higher good. The number on the
so
far right.
So you kind of get the point is he's now bouncing around from team to team to team, and I don't know that it's true or not, but I do think a lot of people do think that way, as he doesn't stay in one place anymore. So, oh well. And then this one is music to Al's ears, which is why I'm going to play it. Otherwise, I likely wouldn't. Al believes that there's too many games, and these playoffs take too long. I agree with him because it's almost July, and they just finished up. Colin Cowherd wants to know why we're playing all these best-of-seven series.
Move off seven-game playoff series until you get to the finals. MJ, the most popular to the league ever was, five games in the first round. Maybe you can do conference finals at seven.
I agree with him.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't know. Because I think that's part of the playoffs, is like the grind of it.
Yeah, of course. But then make the regular season shorter.
Right.
I mean, it's just the combination Agreed. Of the long yeah. regular season and then the long seven. Yeah. Something's got to change. Our attention spans are not.
Yeah.
Are not
especially
here for
in
this.
The NHL. The NHL, I mean, yeah. That is a brutal. It's almost like another
season.
Camps
in 8 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Hockey it never ends and starts. I mean,
it's nuts. So that's kind of the new stuff. We'll keep an eye on the Knick coaching search as that continues, but we'll have more for you next hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you had a chance to hang around the Yankees when you were doing the Coach Al stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
So you got a chance to meet Aaron Judge.
Yep.
And there's a video of that, too, as part of the whole thing. Now, like, I've been to games and, like, you know, before the game, the batting practice, the credential. I've never gotten close to Aaron Judge to talk to him, but we don't really do the interviews in the locker room. Like, is there anything about Aaron Judge when you got a chance to talk about him that we wouldn't know from just listening to him in the post game, or is he just that guy?
Aaron Judge is quite possibly one of the most impressive human beings I've ever encountered.
Yeah.
I mean, you take a guy and, you know, I've been blessed enough to be around very successful athletes, entrepreneurs, whoever. And you take a guy that has every excuse to be a jerk, right? And he is just the polar opposite. He is quite possibly, he's super humble, super kind. Like, when he talked to you, like, he looked at you. He was like, this guy's got a million different things going on today, and he's, like, taking time to do this video. And just, it was, he's a gem, like a straight-up gem. Funny story, actually. So we shoot the whole Coach Al thing. I'm on the field. I'm throwing batting practice, yelling. There's like a choir that's like warming up, and we had to like tell the choir to be quiet because like Coach Al needs to yell at Volpe to get his hips through the ball. Soto, like this. And so we're filming that, whatever. Now we go like underneath under the dugout, and they have like the cages and stuff like that. And the hitting coach, one of the hitting coaches, Casey Dykes is his name. He comes up and he's like, you want to fire up the boys before the game? They're playing the Twins. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, obviously, but like in the back of my mind, I'm pooping my pants.
Yeah, right.
Kind of like the poop cruise.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm in. So they have all these meetings. I'm like in, like right by the clubhouse of the Yankees. Their head of security, Mark, the biggest human being, could eat Aaron Judge if he wanted
really?
To.
Really? Bigger than Judge?
Bigger than Judge.
Oh, my God.
And so I think everybody's been briefed on like Coach Al going into this meeting.
You got a blanket under
so
your shirt.
So I got a blanket under my shirt in character because I'm about to go give the biggest speech of my entire life to the New York Yankees. I'm giving them hitting advice.
Yeah.
I'm walking into this like the clubhouse area, the meeting room, and Mark is like, "Who are you?" And I think he's messing with me.
Yeah.
And I look at him. And I go, Coach Al, who are you? And he starts to come towards me like, no, seriously, who are you? I said, no, seriously, I'm mic'd up. You know, seriously, I'm coach. And he, like, goes to, like, take his hands. Thank God the hitting coach, like, this guy was going to boot me out. Wow. Like, grab me and boot me out. So I go in, and there's a video of it. I got to get the video. And I'm basically like, none of this whoop-de-doop-de launch angle BS. I'm, like, cursing. And I'm like, screw the launch angle. I take my shades off. I look at Giancarlo Stanton. I'm like, screw the launch angle. They go nuts. Aaron Boone walks in as this is going on. And I know Boone pretty well. And he goes, what's going on here? And I'm like, Boney, I don't know, but we're about to mess up these twins. He walked out. It was one of the greatest, one of the greatest times. Yeah, they Judge is the best, all of them, man. Like, they really are just great, great people.
I mean, that's, like, I haven't been in a situation like that where on the spot I got to make the New York Yankees laugh.
Dude.
But I've been in situations where people are like, listen, like, immediately do this now to make people laugh. And it's, like, the stress that comes over you and then followed by the relief when you actually get a laugh. Is like the two tales of two emotions, you know?
Gio, I had no clue what I was going to go in and say to those guys.
Yeah.
So I walk in, and I, like, full lineup. Anthony Rizzo's recording me. It's Judge, Soto, right in front row. Judge, Soto, Giancarlo. I'm like, you better do something here, kid. And thank God, like, I got him to laugh once. And then I was like, all right, now that I got him, I'm getting out of there. Like, I'm not going to try and overstay my welcome. So I bounced right when Boone
walked in. Well, that's
in.
What you have to do.
Yeah.
It's like the less is more. Like, you get the big laugh and then you get out of there.
Yeah, I had to get out of there, man. It was, I mean, that was the most nerve-wracking. And then I got Mark almost beating my ass. Oh
my God, imagine that.
And so he comes up to me. Mark comes up to me after, like, the whole thing. And he goes, I'm sorry, I didn't know what was going on. But you were 2 seconds away from me chucking you out of the vicinity. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, it was insane, man.
The CBS Sports Network showing a picture of Aaron Boone shaking Coach Al's hand.
Yeah, that's just something else.
Yeah, I mean, putting that's a real uniform they gave you too, right?
So, So we do the shoot, and I'm like, so can I keep these pants? And they're like, nah. And I'm like, all right, I kept the pants.
Oh, no.
They didn't ask for them. I still have the pants.
I think Randy Levine's going to be on your doorstep in about 3 hours.
I shouldn't have probably said that, but I have the pants. I throw them on every now and then because it is, I mean, like, they're the official pinstripes. Like,
oh, yeah. That's it.
They got the whole barcoded and every. I should probably stop talking. But then the Coach Al jersey I do have, they were nice enough to give me that. But, yeah, if they have, like, a 5'7" prospect come up.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be calling me for the pants. I'll gladly give it to them.
By the way, this is a real Aaron Judge helmet that they sent us. Yeah, we asked for a helmet, and the Mets gave us number 66 for WFN 660 back in the day when we were on AM, and then they gave us a real Judge helmet, 99. Yeah, with the whole thing.
He's got a big cranium, man.
Yeah, I know.
Big human being.
Pretty cool.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.